Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you all had an incredible Mother's Day. It was actually kind of a little bit different for me. I've got four children and, of course, 5.5 grandchildren, one more on the way. Couldn't get them all together, but we got together all in different, one had breakfast, one had lunch, one brought me flowers, and then we all had dinner, the rest of them. It was actually, I kind of want to just say, don't expect anything. And then there's no expectations, and it turned out so beautiful. So I hope that all of you had a great time. Also, we just got back from camping, and that was amazing. And the reason I'm saying that is I have so many new listeners, and they're tuning in. And so it was so nice meeting all of you. I do want to give us our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Again, we'd love you to connect with us. We want to know that we're doing a great job. And of course, I want you to meet all of our sponsors. And talking about sponsors, I've got Liat Cohen joining me today. I have given her number out in so many ways. I don't know. I just think everybody needs a Liat Cohen in their life. Because if you are in business, or even if you're not in business and you're signing contracts, let me just tell you, you need to run it by her first, because that is the only thing that could really get you in trouble. With saying that, of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is today's list. And it's one, start off with smiling. Don't sweat the small stuff. Think positive. Inspire people and inspire yourself. Love on yourself and love on your family. Life is too short. And also be grateful. Gosh, be grateful for all the things that you have. And some of us always look at the things that we don't have. Look at what you already have, and I promise it will grow. With that, also be happy. Just be happy for the simple things in your life. And with that, we are going to start our show. And again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, today we are going to be talking with Liat Cohen. And she is a business law attorney. But not only that, she's got so many different things that she does. And we have had her on before. We're going to have her on a lot more. And of course, today we're talking about business law. And business law, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Liat, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, Kim.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
Very nice weekend. Thank you.
Got it. All right. So, what talk to us? Business law. That's almost like scary a little bit. What is business law?
Actually, it's not scary.
It's
It's
not. Okay.
basically anything that helps in operating a business that you would want an attorney to look at. So, contracts, vendor agreements, leases, partnership agreements, corporations, LLCs, anything that helps you organize a business and run a business. And as along with business law, I also handle employment law. It's because many businesses obviously have employees and then they need advice in that area as well.
I just thought of another person again. Okay. There you go. Okay. So, first of all, how long have you been doing it? And let's just, for the people that didn't, either tune in and haven't gone back and listened to your first, interview, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I've been practicing for 33 years. I started when I was very, very young. I wanted to be an attorney since I was 9 years old because I was helping my parents out by reading contracts for them when their English wasn't as good as mine was at that age, because it's easier to learn it when you're young.
Sure.
And I decided that no one in the family can sign anything unless I look at it. And I bring that with me still today and tell all my clients not to sign anything unless I look at it first, because I really believe that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if I can prevent a problem from occurring by reviewing a contract, redlining it, negotiating with the other side, then I've really done my job.
I love that. I love that. And really, it's just like taking that one moment before you put your signature on there that could change so many things, correct? And so,
Absolutely.
yeah, okay. So I love that. First of all, how do people get in touch with you? Let's give everybody your information.
Okay. My phone number is 818-579-9996. And also, you can contact me through my website, which is www.liatlaw.net. And that's LIATLAW dot net.
So, Liat, what do you do for your clients? Let's just start there.
Well, what I do for my clients is review contracts for them. And there are probably thousands of different kinds of contracts depending on what the specific client is doing. And after 33 years, I've basically seen them all. So, for example, I have a client that designs, manufactures, and distributes a salt gun that kills flies.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. And for them, I draft distribution agreements with people all over the United States and even in other countries because they've expanded internationally. And I have drafted service agreements and vendor agreements and independent contractor agreements for them, whatever they need in order to run their business. And then I have another client who is a lighting company, and they hired through an agency an employee that they were hoping would work out based on what the agency said. And unfortunately, the agency misrepresented the qualifications and the guy quit. So now the agency wants their money as if they had actually placed him. And my client is saying, no way, because we got nobody. So that will probably turn into a lawsuit at some point.
Wow, so those are all the things that you do. What part of business law work do you like the best?
Like I said before, what I like the best is preventative care. So I like the best when the client calls me before they sign a contract, before they go into a partnership with somebody. A lot of times in partnerships, when you're getting along with somebody and you're thinking of opening a business or you're all excited about some project, you have in your mind what you're going to do in the partnership. And you have in your mind what your partner is going to do. And a lot of times that's totally different than what the partner thinks that they're going to do and that you're going to do. So the first thing I tell people in that kind of situation is write down what you think you're going to do and write down what you think your partner is going to do and then compare it and then draft a partnership agreement. Because without that, there's no boundaries to the things that can go wrong,
Wow,
basically.
that's a great idea. Like, let them write what they think they're gonna do,
Exactly.
not like, here's everything we need, and then they sign it or they don't sign it, and they're like, already it starts off in a negative way. Oh, I like that. Great idea. Great idea. Okay. And so how did you get so proficient in all of this? I mean, I know you've been doing it for a long time, and I know over the years, but talk to us about that.
Well, I started out in personal injury and I went where I learned trial work and I went into employment law. And then I did a stint with a large entertainment corporation, Lionsgate Entertainment, for 4 years. And I learned the ins and outs of every kind of contract and employment matter that you can believe in. I worked for 3 years with an estate planning business firm. And I've had my own office since 1997. So, over the years, I've gotten a lot of experience in different businesses. And since I run my own business, I'm very proficient in business law.
Love that. I love that. You definitely are one of those people that we have to have in our pocket. I
Thank
would say,
you.
right? I mean, that is so important. Can you give us an example of some of the cases that you've handled and kind of the results? It's always fun to see like how it comes out and how did you end up having to go to court? Was it just writing a letter? What was like the outcomes?
A lot of times it's enough to write a letter and it doesn't really snowball into litigation. But for example, I have a case now where I represent a gentleman who owns tons of storage units. And he brought a property and signed a promissory note and a deed of trust that was reviewed by an attorney. And the property owner found that my client didn't pay property taxes in time. He paid them 2 weeks late. So he decided that my client was in default of the entire promissory note, and he wanted the $2.1 million of the promissory note paid up front. And then he's charging him tax and interest, penalties and interest for every day that the guy does not pay the promissory note. So we're up to about $800,000 in the dispute. We've been in litigation for 2 years. They do not want to settle. My client does not want to be found in default. And we're going to trial in June. So.
Wow, you just give me chills. That's crazy. You know, it's interesting. Somebody just reached out to me and they kind of a similar situation where they didn't have enough money to pay their loan back after they bought a property. And now, so are they going to lose it? Or are they, you know, I mean, where do they go from there? So good. I'm going to refer them to you
I
too.
was just going to say they definitely need to go to an attorney to
Yeah.
read the fine print of what it says, what happens if they default on a payment.
Right. Yeah. Wow. What other ones? That's so interesting.
I have a client that owns a security firm that has security guards all over Southern California, and his payroll manager left the company. and she misappropriated proprietary information, not only regarding his own bookkeeping and systems and technology, but also she took with her the information of the security guards, their personally identifiable information. So there was an arbitration agreement, and we filed an arbitration against her. Of course, she wants to file a lawsuit against my client for wrongful termination and for harassment and a hostile work environment. And it all started when my client refused to give her a raise. The minute he refused to give her a raise, which was after a multiple raises, she went out on medical leave and hired an attorney the same day she went out on medical leave. So that's probably going to be not only a lawsuit, but also a cross complaint, which is a lawsuit against both of them suing each other, basically.
Oh my God, does it ever? I mean, do you ever just say you don't really have a case here, or how do you know if there's nothing that they can go on?
In the legal profession, it's not a good idea to say you don't have a case. Because what if there's another attorney that finds that you do have a case? So you can be considered liable for telling a prospective client you don't have a case. I always recommend that potential clients seek another opinion. And usually, what I'll say is, this is not a case that my office handles, but I recommend that you seek another opinion.
So smart, smart. I love that. Wow. Okay. Really, really interesting. Okay. So, what is it that your clients appreciate most from all of your business law knowledge? I mean, you just, I feel like, oh my God, I'm talking to a business law library here, you know?
Well, what they appreciate most, I'm very humble to say, is me, because I get them the results that they want.
Okay.
And when I get my clients the results that they want and they're happy with the outcome, whether it's a matter of drafting a contract or resolving a dispute, then I'm happy because I've achieved my goals of getting them what they need to do in order to move on, whether in business or their lives.
Leah, what is in all of the things that you do? What is your most favorite, I guess I should ask?
My most favorite,
Yeah.
that's tough because I do so many different areas.
Yeah.
My most favorite is going to trial.
Oh.
Because I like being in front of a jury and I like being in front of a judge. But my goal is to keep my clients out of court because it gets very litigious. It's very stressful on all the parties. It's costly, legal fees wise, and court costs and arbitration costs. So, though my favorite thing is going to court, I try to avoid that for my clients.
Love it. I love it. Do you, how many people do you have working in your office with you?
I have a associate that I use, and I have a virtual assistant that I use.
Okay.
So I have, even though it's really mostly me, because I'm such a control freak, I do have people that I rely on, and I have a lot of attorneys that I co-counsel with. When there's a complicated case, we work together on cases.
So smart, so smart. So for the people that maybe are just tuning in right now, and of course, if you are, I'm so grateful that you're spending time with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Gosh, I've been doing this for 19 years now. It is so much fun for me. Just like you love your work, I love what I do. I feel like it's literally radio on air or school on air. And so let me ask you if you can just share again all the things that you do as we start to talk about them. Last time we talked about employees, right?
Right. So last
Yeah.
time I think we talked about employment law and how I started out representing employees, but now I represent employers because I represent business owners and they're the ones who have employers. And today we're talking about business law. and all aspects of contracts and reviews and red lines and negotiations. And then obviously some disputes and trials that come along with that. And I think next time we're going to talk about trust litigation, which is also a big part of my practice.
Wow, give us a little hint on what that is exactly.
Trust litigation is when a parent passes away or both parents pass away. It's usually when the second parent passes away. The kids do not agree on how to resolve the estate and how to distribute the assets. So usually one kid out of five or two out of seven will sue the rest of them for a distribution, a bigger cut of what they were willed in the trust, or what they were, excuse me, what they were willed to in the will, or what they were given in the trust. And then it becomes trust litigation, or sometimes it's called a will contest, depending on whether the parents had a trust estate plan or not. So I get involved in those cases quite often because unfortunately there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, isn't it sad? So, first of all, those are living trusts, right?
Yes, they're living trusts, they're revocable trusts until the parent passes away. And the parent could be very clear, I want to give this child 20% and this child 20%, and the third child gets the rest of it, 60%. And they could write it down very clearly in their trust documents. And then the two kids that got only 20% say they don't agree, they want a bigger cut. So they sue. And then you've got a trust litigation lawsuit.
Wow, even and how does that usually turn out when the person that made the trust, that was their wishes?
Well, it depends on the judge, and there's probate judges that handle only these kind of cases. But a lot of times we will go to mediation. And if you're in a mediation, that's basically a settlement conference. And if you're in a settlement conference and the mediator is good at their job, you'll reach some kind of compromise so you don't have to go before the judge. And it depends on how crazy the parties are or how emotionally involved they are in their cases, because sometimes they don't see reason. They just want to fight. So it really depends on the family dynamics. A lot of it depends on the family dynamics.
And now, what if it is like, let's just hypothetically say the husband, the father, the mom passes away, and then the father gets married to somebody fairly new and he leaves everything to that one. And now, all of a sudden, I'm sure you see, as you're saying that, I'm sure you're also, what happens in that case? Is
In
that
that case, there's definitely going to be a lawsuit because the kids from the first marriage are going to feel that they were entitled to, and they are going to say the father always promised that he would give them the estate or he would give them the house that he lived in. And all of a sudden, the new wife, who's probably 20 or 30 years younger than the husband, is getting everything, and they will argue what's called undue influence. They will argue that the new wife unduly influenced the father to change his estate plan and give her everything. And then there's also matters of elder abuse and financial elder abuse if she took money from the father, and it gets very complicated.
how do those usually turn out?
Usually they turn out okay in mediation if the parties want to settle. But sometimes you have to go to the judge, and the judge will determine what was really the intent of the father and what he really wanted to do based on how old he was when he changed his trust to give the wife everything, the new wife everything, and whether he had capacity to understand what he was doing, whether he really meant to exclude the past children from the prior marriage, or whether he wanted to give him something and she talked him out of it. All of that goes into what a judge ultimately has to decide.
Very interesting. Your work is so interesting.
It is interesting. It is
Wow,
interesting.
okay, this has been so much fun. I can't wait for our next interview. I want you to leave everybody with one thought on what we've been talking about. I'm kind of already know what it's going to be, but go ahead.
I'm sure you know what it's going to be because, as far as business law is concerned, don't sign a contract or an agreement without having an attorney look at it. I'll be happy to look at it, and it doesn't cost that much for an attorney to review a contract where it can cost a lot more to have to resolve a dispute.
Right. And it's just peace of mind that you did the right thing. God,
Absolutely.
yeah, I love that. I love that. Liat Cohen, thank you so much again for, sharing what you do best. And of course, with our listeners, I want to give everybody your phone number one more time and your
Sure.
website. And of course, for our listeners that get our newsletter every week, Liat is in there. She's also on my website. And so if you are driving and you can't write this down right now, definitely go to kimpaganoshow.com. All her information is there also, but go ahead.
My phone number again is 818-579-9996. And my website is www.liatlaw.net. And that's LIATLAW.net.
There you go. I love it. So much incredible information. I thank you so much. And I can't wait. I keep sending you people because I really believe in you. And I believe that you have so much knowledge that can help so many people live a
And
better
I
life.
appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Kim.
You got it. All right. Stay with us and we will be right back.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
The magical music of Motown. This amazing show recreates the dynamic performances of The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, and many more Motown legends. Don't miss the magical music of Motown.
At the Schur Forum Theater, Thousand Oaks, Sunday, July 12th at 4 p.m. Book now online at the theater.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. 800-288-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I am excited to bring my next guest on. Of course, you've probably been seeing it circulating, one of his events that he has coming up, and that is Wednesday, May 20th, 5:30 to 7:30. It's called the Cyber Resilience 101 and Beyond. And of course, Dean Petrakis. How did you say that again?
Petrakis.
Yes. Thanks. And of course, it's represented from Firm Solutions. It's going to be at the White House Beach Club Ventura, right there. And of course, they're going to be talking really about exclusive cyber security insights and intel. And he's got some expert guest speakers. And of course, you definitely need to RSVP. This is no charge for this one. And we're really going to just talk a little bit about it today. And of course, I invite Dean on to share a little bit more. But if you are interested in coming, Dean will tell you exactly where to go, or you can also, in my newsletter, I hope that you're getting our newsletter every Friday, and you can find out more there. And of course, you can always text me, 805-419-0008. And again, 805-419-0008. Let's bring Dean on. Dean, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, why this is so important. And I also want to remind everybody that this is listed also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Eventbrite. You'll find it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You've done a really good job getting it out there. And, of course, this is really important. If you are a business owner, if you are actually in this year, 2026, you should be there. This is like the landscape of your business at this point. So again, let's welcome Dean. Thank you so much.
Kim. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the idea for the event is to just spread awareness. I mean, Everybody in 2026, if you have a business, if you're in any kind of business, you work with computers, you work with, you know, you work with internet, you are doing things, and that's where the problem starts, you know, because it's such a different and perpetually evolving landscape, threat landscape. And you know, there's so much we can do that we couldn't ever do before. And that's great. You know, I mean, I when the pandemic hit, the mere fact that so many people could pivot to a remote reality was fantastic. And that was great. But all these, you know, all these pluses that, you know, they have a downside. And I want to make sure we as a small IT provider, IT, what, you know, what they call in 2026 managed service providers. So we provide services to businesses, including security, hardware, software, firewall support, all that work that we do, including monitoring, is aware. And I see so many people just very casual and cavalier about it. They don't understand, and it's like if you're not prepared when it happens, then it's doubly worse. Because you think like, oh my gosh, how did I not see this coming?
Yeah.
And I've heard that so many times from people, and it's like so really. You know, you can't stop something bad from happening, but you can prepare for it. And that's what we want to talk about.
Oh, I love that, Dean, right there. Yeah, so yeah. Let's just jump in. What is cyber resilience?
Cyber resilience essentially is just kind of what I said, is that you may get attacked and you may have credentials compromised or some breach on your system. But what cyber resilience is kind of like, you know, the old kung fu is you've got to be like water. You've got to be able to pivot and know, okay, well, this happened, but we have steps A, B, and C in place to correct it. So we're not going to be down a long time. It's not that we didn't anticipate something happening because, you know, these things happen. And they're happening to small companies. They're happening to medium-sized companies. They're happening to large companies, municipalities. A couple of years ago, the city of Atlanta got hacked. They were just locked down. LAUSD got hacked.
I was just going to say, you hear even hospitals, right? I mean, they're, you know, I mean, you hear it all over. It's in the news every day. And so the fact that small businesses can be hurt just like that, they're not expected. Now, you think that these huge hospitals and businesses have so many people with eyes on, you know, it's something that we don't think of.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, over the years, one of the things that I've learned is that bigger isn't necessarily better. And I go to a lot of security events with my partners and they host big events and, you know, nationwide and you learn things, but you also, there's this idea that like, well, having more people in control and more people monitoring, and it can be that way, but it can also be very inefficient.
Right.
And even last week there was a basketball game that got delayed because of there was a hack, and it totally affected their ticketing system, and they literally couldn't get people into the arena.
That's crazy.
And so yeah. You know, and you kind of like you always have to marvel sometimes at the hackers' kind of like creativity, because you don't think like, well, that would really be a problem, you know, if 18,000 people were sitting there with tickets on their phones now, right, and nobody can scan it, and you're talking chaos, you're talking angry people, you're talking loss of significant revenue, and so you can't necessarily stop those things from happening, but what you can do is have current, you know, plans that you've tested out,
right?
Disaster planning that you know, well, I know if this happens, I have a backup.
Call Dean. No.
Call me. Exactly.
Exactly. There you go. I love it.
So the planning is a huge part of it. Is kind of on, you know, like anything in, you know, planning for something and also having the best protections you can in place. You have to be comfortable with a certain level of risk. So some people like a little more risk. Some people want no risk.
Right, right.
And it also depends on your employees. If you have a group of employees that have been with you 5 or 10 years, you probably have a really solid group. If you have a lot of turnover in your business, that's something else to consider, because these people haven't come in and assimilated and understand what's happening.
This is so true. This is so true. What are the biggest threats out there that you can share with our listeners?
Well, you know, there's always there's credentials. People are trying to steal credentials. People are trying to get you to click on links and enter in your credentials, because if they
Phishing,
get
right?
your credentials, emails, the famous one is from a CEO of a company saying, "I need to change my bank." And somebody just goes, "Oh, it's the CEO. I don't want to upset him." So they get on and they fill in all the information, they give it all away, and you're literally you're just giving it away. So any sort of email, like email invites, email invitations are still the biggest threat out there. You can still do browser threats, where things happen where you all of a sudden are redirected and it doesn't look quite right, but people like kind of like go blindly along and start entering information. Now it doesn't look like Google exactly. And so it's one of those things that I think, is very deceptive. But, a big threat these days, and it's also like anything, it's a big positive in some ways, not entirely, is AI. AI is, you're able now, the hackers are able to basically, automate themselves and have just perpetual hammering of firewalls, of credentials, of trying to get into systems. And they're getting better. They're getting better. And you can talk about some of the AI tools that are very good in defending it, but it's always the chess match. It's a chess match. It always has been.
Wow. I mean, let me ask you, is it safe to go on all of these AIs?
That's a good question. And I think that kind of goes back to the assumption of risk. We have a client, and who'll sure remain nameless, who decided to bring it on and without kind of what we call air gapping it. So it's one thing to have an AI, it's one thing to have an AI portal. It's another thing to have an AI in your network that gives it access to everything else in you. And so I, it's such a kind of crazy evolving field
I was just
that.
going to say it's so new that we don't know what the con any of the consequences. And I'm like wondering, you go on some of these for free, and then some of them you pay for. I'm thinking if you pay for it, you have an account that you can somewhat. But does that even matter?
Well, it is essentially, AI is, I think AI is great for organization. I think AI is great for automating routine processes. I think it's bad on a lot of other levels. And you're going to hear at the seminar some people speaking more highly of it. But that's my opinion, because part of what I fear is that essentially AI is taking our collective knowledge and is just leveraging it and reselling it to us. Essentially, I heard the musician Brian Eno, who was very creative, always been very music producer, and a very kind of just creative soul, and talking, obviously a lot of creatives have issues with AI, but he said, from the perspective of music, if you take all the music that's ever been recorded and an AI has kind of processed and synthesized and analyzed, what they'll generate is going to be like the mean. They'll generate an average piece of music. So you're never going to get Mozart or the Beatles out of it. You're going to get something that's okay. But is that what we want? It's just, is okay enough? I mean, I think not. But it's good for certain things, but you don't know how it's going to grow. It's kind of like a hedge in your yard. If you just let it grow, you don't know where it's going to grow. You don't know where it's going to get more water and go these things. And I think AI is an organism in that way. And so
Good.
what it's going to look like in 2 years, if you're not vigilant and mindful, is you may have just opened a portal to your information.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Okay, let's talk about obviously having a trusted IT partner. I mean, that is so important because we are, most of us, we're in business doing what we love and what we've learned through our life. But, IT is something in its own specialty. And to have somebody that knows that, it's like my dad used to say, you need to find somebody that knows exactly what they're doing in every, like call
Sure.
a professional. So talk to us about that.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I look at being an IT partner, I take it very seriously with my clients because everybody needs it. And again, you can have a plumbing business, you can have a pottery store. You need to manage inventory, you need to manage employees and your access and make sure that people aren't have access that shouldn't. But I mean, I think that, you know, it's a relationship. It's no different than, and it's become an essential relationship. It's no different than like having a trusted lawyer or a trusted accountant or a trusted doctor,
It's
somebody
up
you can
there.
talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't mean to like say like, you know, that you know we're like, you know, we're like doctors or lawyers
No, but
in
it's a
that way.
profession that you need if you're running a business. There's
And
just no question.
I find one of the things that I find is that a lot of people, when they talk about their IT partner, they kind of wince. It's like, well, he's kind of odd, and he comes in and he doesn't say much, and I don't know what's going on, but he takes care of it. But like, that's not a very good relationship.
No,
That's
you
not a
want
very
to.
you know. It's like, so, you know, I like to be there if my clients have an issue, like to call them, to talk to me, give me a call, and
Yeah.
you know, it's not just about open a ticket and I'll get back to you. Now, I'm small enough where I can do that. I know some people can't, so there is that. But that's kind of where I have come from is much more like, you know, a relationship-based model in terms of support, that these are things that you need to consider. And if I was going to prioritize the things you need to consider, this is A, B, and C. You don't have to do them all at once. You don't have to do any of them, but these are my recommendations.
I love that.
You know.
Dean, tell our listeners what are they going to find when they go to your event?
Well, they're going to find that we're going to be talking about these threats in much more detail. Statistically, we've got one of my partner companies is a IT provider. It's kind of like a it's like an IT warehouse of different services, and it's called Kaseya. And I've been with them for a number of years, as I like to remind them. And they now are they're based in Miami, and in fact, where the Miami Heat play basketball is the Kaseya Center. They are a very big company, but really forward-thinking. They have a whole just really just like encyclopedia of different tools, services, monitoring, backups, security. And so we're going to have a representative, a guy named Jason from that company. We have an HR person coming, and HR is so instrumental in making sure that employees are following rules and guidelines and that there's accountability in management, because you can't just turn people loose like you know at the carnival,
No.
because you know people have to have admin rights. If you've got accounting programs, there's certain people who should see it. There most everybody else shouldn't, and all those things have to happen. So the HR person will talk about that. I'm going to just give a quick overview, kind of like what we're talking about today, and then one of my employees is going to talk about some of the benefits of AI. We're really there as you know, as a Ventura-based company to spread the word. You know, obviously we'd love to, you know, get a couple of you know, people to talk to us and follow up with them and try to support them if that's a need of theirs. And we're also going to have wine and appetizers, so that's always a good thing.
That's
So
always a good thing.
if
Yes.
nothing else, you can sit in the back and grumble and drink wine, you know.
I love it. I love it. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking with Dean Patrakis. Did I get
Thank you.
that right? There we go. I got it. I always get it on like the last part of it, but
It's all good.
from Firm Solutions, and of course, we're talking about cyber resilience 101 and beyond. You have to be there. And of course, you know what? This is going to be so interesting. It really is. So, the time of life right now, the world is a little crazy, I keep saying, but you know what? There's so many things that you can do to control your part of your life. And of course, that is happening Wednesday, May 20th. 5:30 to 7:30, and of course, it's at the White House Beach Club in Ventura. What a perfect night to get out there! And of course, you can enjoy some after works, delicious eats and drinks, and excellent company. And of course, you can go on. Let's see, where can you go to find how to
You can get on, you can find on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, yes.
Eventbrite, LinkedIn, Facebook.
Everywhere. And of course, like I said, it's in my newsletter. It's all over. We have partnered up and we have shared it everywhere. This is something, honestly, if you are in business or even thinking of being business, or I mean, just you need to get your, I always say your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And this is a perfect way to do it. Dean.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you come into that situation and come into the seminar, you know, you may have a great IT solution provider, and that's great. That's what we want to hear. But it's a great way to kind of get like some, like a second, you know, opinion, a little different perspective to make sure, you know, I mean, all these things are legitimate. You need to make sure that there is in fact a plan, and that there is in fact, and you may just, if nothing else, if you go back from, if you come to the seminar and you go, you may have some questions for your IT provider that you can ask them.
There you go. I love it. Dean, thank you so much for being a part.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, download our podcast. And again, if you have any questions and for some reason you can't find where it is, please, you can reach out to me. And that is 805-419-0008. And just put on there, again, you know, that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show, and you want to be cyber resilience 101 and beyond. All right.
Great.
Thank you again. And it was great talking with you.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks so much.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm wonderful, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very good. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we're going to be talking about May is National Moving Month. I don't know. Are you moving somewhere too?
I am not.
I'm always
luckily.
Moving. Not
are you?
Okay. No, I'm not. But I always feel like I'm moving. So, but we are going to be talking about really free tools and consumers avoid moving scams. You hear this all the time. And of course, as the summer approaches, you start hearing lots of things where, you know, they hire somebody and by the time they get to their new place, they don't have any of their old stuff. And that's really what we're talking about, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You know, our here, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, our primary mission is safety, but we also want to help Americans prepare for moving their homes across state lines and catch any companies who are looking to scam them.
Yeah. So what is the Protect Your Move campaign, and why is FMCSA highlighting it during the National Moving Month?
Yeah, it's a great question. Under leadership of President Trump, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, and FMCSA Administrator Derek Barrs, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, we're looking to increase our efforts on cracking down on scam movers who are looking to extort Americans by demanding additional fees upon what they maybe initially agreed upon, holding their homes hostage after it's loaded up into a truck, or simply not complying with federal safety standards. And we're launching it this month during National Moving Month because Americans are moving more in the month of May through September. So we're looking to help protect Americans and keep their families safe.
I love that. And what are the biggest red flags?
Yeah, so there's plenty of big red flags, but the most common ones that we're seeing is, you know, a moving company decides to give you a quote on the pricing without asking basic moving questions. Kim, these questions are like, what is the square footage of the home that we're looking to move? How many bedrooms do you have that you want to move? What's the square footage? Are there any stairs that we need to be aware of? Basic moving questions. That's a big red flag. Or if they say, hey, we're going to provide the provide the quote after we load up all of your things in the truck. That's a pretty big red flag. And I'll give you an example. My mom was actually moving cross country last November, and the address on the moving company's website pointed to a flower shop. So basic things like that, where you're scratching your head of, all right, well,
yeah, do your diligence,
do
right?
Your diligence.
And make sure that you're, yeah. I love that. And also, you know what, getting references from other people, right? I mean, oh, we've used them. We had great, you know, or no, you know, I mean, references are a really good thing. I never realized how important they are.
References are great, Kim. Also, getting a second or third quote. Moving is a pretty regular business. folks know how much it costs to maybe move from Ventura up to Seattle. The moving company's
Correct.
prices shouldn't be all that different. So having multiple different quotes, you can even go to our website, protectyourmove.gov. I know there's some folks out there who like to pay for their reviews, but here at FMCSA on our protectyourmove.gov website, you can actually see the number of complaints that have been filed with us against an actual registered company. So you can guarantee that those aren't paid
Oh.
reviews, and those are actual no number of complaints that have actually been filed against a certain company.
Okay. And what could my listeners or my viewers do if they experience a sudden price increase or feel like their belongings are being held hostage? Because that's another thing, correct? Where they have their stuff and now they're going to say, you owe X amount of dollars and you don't pay it, we don't give you your stuff.
That's right. And unfortunately, Kim, we see this happen far too often where, it's a stressful time
Wow.
moving as anything. And then all of a sudden, hey, we're not going to give you back your entire house until, you pay us $10,000. So if, your listeners find themselves in the unfortunate side of that, I would say, visit our protectyourmove.gov. There's a link on there to the National Consumer Complaint Database. Where you can
Okay.
file complaints, and we're limited in what we can do, but we do have the resources legally to help work with attorney general's offices and consumer protection offices that work to try to help solve and alleviate these problems.
Okay. And do the consumers actually have rights throughout the moving process? And where can they file a complaint if something hopefully doesn't go wrong, but does go wrong?
Yeah, Americans have actually quite a bit of rights when it comes to moving. First and foremost, you should be given some official documentation from your movers. This includes a
Okay.
booklet called Your Rights and Your Responsibilities When You Move. It's got a bunch of information on arbitration programs, complaint procedures. It helps ensure that Americans understand the processes before they sign any contracts. They're also entitled to written estimates. And these written estimates can be, fixed prices that are binding estimates that, hey, it's going to be this price, it's not going to change. Or maybe it's, to the other side of it, hey, it's not going to be anything more than this price. So Americans are entitled to the right of a written estimate, a bill of lading, which includes pickup and delivery dates and pricing terms, how the moving company structures their pricing, and also a right to an inventory list. If a moving company is not giving out a list of all the items and the conditions that they're in before they get on the truck, that's a red flag. They're entitled to
Wow.
timely service, rights to liability
Mm-hmm.
coverage, and right to file a complaint if they are on the unfortunate side of a scam or a hostage situation where Americans can go to National Consumer Complaints Database, which is found on protectyourmove.gov, to file any complaints.
There you go. I love it. Well, I love this, and I always love doing, protective interviews for my listeners. And of course, Ryan, where can my listeners find out more about this and of course, protecting their moves? Also, about you.
Yeah, Kim, thank you so much for having us. Be safe out there. We're excited to help protect Americans this summer. And any questions, protectyourmove.gov. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day. And please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. Thank you again.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I so appreciate you spending time with us. And again, definitely make sure that you're getting our newsletters. And if you're not, text me at 805-419-0008. We'd love to get that into your hand. And just you can just put newsletter and give us your email, and we'll get that out to you every Friday. You'll learn a little bit more about all of our guests. And of course, our mixer is coming up June 4th. If you are in business or know somebody in business or want to profile your business, please reach out to us. And again, you can either call us, text us, or just put on their business mixer and we'll get that out to you too. I always end our show with a moment of happiness, and today's is the difference between winning and losing is most often not quitting. Stay with whatever you're doing. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.